to the IOM Radio Network.
Check. Hello. All right. I think we got it. Welcome, everybody. little trouble there here in the Uptown Auto Repair Studio. Matt Connerton Unleashed. We're live. You can tell we're live because something went horribly wrong. Just for a moment. It's all right now, as the song says. So welcome. It is June 16th. 2016, a little bit after 11 p.m. in the Eastern Time Zone. Of course, Matt Connerton Unleashed, the radio edition live on IPM Nation 2, as we are five nights a week, Monday through Friday. And of course, Tuesday and Thursday nights, we are also on OTR FM, the premium channel on the Ohm Times Radio Network. Excuse me, my voice is cracking a little bit. You can tell my allergies are still bothering me. Also, of course, there's the television edition of Unleashed, which is up and available right now on the IPM Nation YouTube and Vimeo channels. You can check that out. We also got up this week's Rock, Paper, Hand Grenades, the show that I do with the Honorable Gary S. Hopper on Wednesdays. And I'm going to play for you tomorrow night. I'm going to play for you some of the opening minutes of that show because something really funny happened. But I don't think it's appropriate for a Thursday night because Thursday nights we're on OTR FM, and they might not want me. They would prefer that we keep it very clean here on this program. So we'll save it for Friday night when we're exclusively on IPM Nation 2, because that's the night we really let our hair down and you know, really kind of color outside the lines. Actually, it's not usually that bad, but. Anyway, so I'll play that for you tomorrow night. It was pretty funny what happened. But, of course, we are broadcasting from the Uptown Auto Repair Studio in Manchester, New Hampshire, powered by Ambit Energy. If you'd like to learn to save on your energy bills, go to ipmnation.ambitrabbit.com. You can sign up there, and you'll be very glad that you did. You could be on your way to free energy. And we are, of course, sponsored by the Mortgage Specialists. If you're in the market for a home, don't go it alone. Contact the mortgage specialists at themortgagespecialists.com. You can set up an appointment either in one of their locations or they'll come to you. And definitely worth looking into. And let's see, I do have a phone line open tonight if anyone would like to chime in. 617-917-4IPM. That's IPM as in IPM Nation. 617-917-4476. You can call us or text us, either one. Of course, we have the chat room at ipmnation.com/live2. You can tweet me anytime at Matt Connerton, and you can post on the Matt Connerton Unleashed Facebook page. And you can email me, matt@ipmnation.com. I think that covers it. I think that's everything. Okay, so... few things I want to get to. I think we're going to, well, we'll save that for after the break. I've got something from, of course, my favorite website, rightwingwatch.org. As you all know, I do so love this site. And according to rightwingwatch.org, Michael Savage, whom I've talked about often on the show, who I do actually find entertaining. He is a conservative right-wing talk show host, one of the most successful in the country. And he's also one of those who, like Glenn Beck and some others, kind of like to dabble in the conspiracy theory side of things without necessarily going all in on the conspiracy theory. But he says, according to this article, that Obama is planting potential terrorists in Republican neighborhoods. Yes, this is this just went up tonight. On his show Tuesday, conservative radio host Michael Savage accused psychopath President Obama of bringing in an army of unscreened Syrian male refugees, claiming that the president has, quote, allowed one massacre after another and is seeking to settle Muslim refugees into Republican neighborhoods in America, unquote. By not calling terrorist attacks like the recent massacre in Orlando acts of radical Islam, Savage claimed, Obama has allowed one massacre after another. Quote, so once again, the psychopath in the White House, and by the way, if you hear his voice, you can hear a very insecure, almost sweatingly angry, defensive president for one of the first times I've heard in years, because he knows why he's not using the phrase radical Islam or whatever. And I will answer the question very simply for the president, since none of his advisors seem to be able to do it, which is that it would define the enemy, unquote. Oh, there's more. Savage continued, quote, in World War II, they had not defined the Nazis as Nazis. What would they be? Just Germans with guns? Germans with weird insignias on their arm? Germans who like to sing the Horst Wessel song? Radical German nationals? And let's not call them Nazis because we may offend the German people, unquote. Savage then called Obama an idiot and claimed that, quote, eight Islamic terrorist attacks could have been prevented under the genius in the White House, unquote. Equating refugees with terrorists, Savage criticized Obama, as he puts him, for supporting the resettlement of Syrian refugees. Quote, he's going to override the American people. He's going to override Congress because he is God. 10,000 Syrian refugees will be flooding into America. And why? They haven't been screened. There is no screening whatsoever. They're lying to you. And most of them, by the way, are military-aged men without wives or children. He's bringing in an army, unquote. Savage hinted at an Obama conspiracy against Americans involving resettling Muslim refugees in Republican neighborhoods. Savage said, quote, well, let's say there's a reason for it, and that is he wants to squeeze the last drop of change that he can out of his tenure as dictator-in-chief, unquote. Similarly, on his Monday program, Savage suggested that Obama is a deep-seated mole and that many people are questioning his motives for not uttering the words radical Islam. He also called the Obama administration, quote, a foreign power that has occupied America, unquote, and blamed Obama for the massacre in Orlando. Savage said, quote, Barry Obama does not represent American patriots. He represents a foreign ideology. And that is why this happened in Orlando the other night. It happened because this cockroach had been investigated by the FBI. But because of Barry's crazy edicts, the FBI had to let the cockroach go, unquote. Yes, of course. That's what a lot of Republicans believe, that Obama is a secret Kenyan-born Muslim terrorist who's trying to destroy America from inside the White House. Well, I'll tell you what, he went further than Trump, that's for sure. You know, Trump just kind of hinted, yes, the 2016 Republican nominee hinted and implied that Obama is secretly in league with the terrorists. Savage just comes right out and says it. Savage, of course, you know, I've mentioned on the show before, I think he's a very smart guy, but it's very hard to take him seriously. Much like I suspect about Alex Jones, I and others have suspected for years that Michael Savage doesn't necessarily believe everything he says and that he's sort of playing a character. Look, I mean, it makes sense. I don't necessarily hold it against any of these guys. If you're a broadcaster and you have found a niche because, it's a very competitive field, obviously, you know, especially now, geez, it's like in the year 2016, it's like everybody and his cousin has a podcast. So broadcasting of some kind has become pretty competitive. But, you know, if you find something that works, if you find a character, a persona that seems to work and bring you success, a character that you can play that maybe is an exaggeration or a caricature of the real you, but isn't exactly the real you, why wouldn't you run with it? You know, I mean, I know someone, you know, I shall remain nameless, but I know someone who knew Alex Jones way back in the day when he very first was starting out and he got his cable access show. That's where he started. Who told me that, you know, she thinks Alex Jones isn't necessarily on the level. I certainly don't think he is. There goes my mic again. I think that, you know, this is a character, a persona that he's cultivated. So I don't know. I don't know if Savage actually believes any of this. You know, I've talked about on the show when Michael Savage, back when they used to have conservatives on MSNBC, you know, back in the early 2000s, Michael Savage, of course, was fired from MSNBC because they because they were taking calls, and he told a caller that he got into an argument with, "I hope you get AIDS." And if you see the clip on YouTube, you can actually hear a cameraman or a producer or somebody in the background going, "Whoa!" And then you can see in Michael Savage's face that he realizes that he probably just got himself fired. MSNBC does frown upon wishing AIDS on their viewers. But anyway, so we'll be right back. We've got we're going to go Trumpster diving, as we do most of the time on the show lately. He certainly sucks up all the oxygen out of the room politically. We'll be right back.
The Real Conscious Connection. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. Om Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single Om Times endeavor. Host your show with Om Times Radio Network.
Hello. Join us, Lisa Berry and Michelle Carter, every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for the Mindset Makeover, What's Possible? Get ready to become present, clear, and unstuck, and start living fully, led by your heart. While you listen and feel this transformation through vibration of word, sound, and song, you'll open up to what's possible and experience your shift.
Circle of Hearts Radio is a sanctuary on the airwaves. Join me, Grandmother Elia, in the circle on Sunday, 2 p.m. Eastern, as I share information to both enlighten and nourish your soul.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
And, of course, OTR-FM, as we are on Tuesdays and Thursday nights. IPM Nation 2, 5 nights a week. And the television edition of Unleashed, which you can see Tuesday nights at 7 p.m. Eastern, also on IPM Nation. And remember, if you watched this week's TV show, I got into a misunderstanding with a caller who was convinced that I was voting for Hillary Clinton, which I am not. But these misunderstandings happen because I'm an independent, and you know, I kind of rip on everybody. I hate both parties, basically. And but when you're doing a political talk show and you're not firmly on the left or firmly on the right, it confuses the hell out of people, because most political talk shows either come from a left or a right point of view. And, you know, I'm probably closer to libertarian than anything, which I think really kind of occupies the middle in a lot of ways. But I don't even really fit in that club. So, you know, so I tried and failed to convince the caller that I'm not voting for Hillary Clinton. But you know, people draw all kinds of conclusions and that I'm either far left or far right, who obviously don't pay attention. In fact, this was a couple of years ago, but I have the distinction of being the only person I personally know who on Facebook. This was back when I used to get into actual political arguments on Facebook. Now I save it all for the show. But on Facebook, I had a liberal call me a right-wing pundit and a conservative call me an Obama Kool-Aid drinker, all within the course of 24 hours. It's really quite remarkable. Well, speaking of misunderstanding things, so I just received an email of a political nature, and this particular email is from we'll read this on two different shows. The reason being, I'm going to read the email to you now. This just came in. I don't know if this person is actually listening. Whoop. Mic again. Hey, sorry about that. There goes my mic again. I gotta not keep jostling it. Got a slightly altered setup here tonight. I don't know if this particular person is listening to the show or not, but he clearly misunderstands me politically quite a bit. But the reason this email will get two readings is we're also going to read it on another show that we do on IPM Nation, hosted by. There it goes again. Hosted by Jen Coffey and myself, called Angry Drunk Tales. And this email is from the protagonist in that particular show, interestingly enough. So we get to use this for two different programs. That's great. So I'm going to read this to you right now. And again, this individual misunderstands me politically even worse than the guy who called the TV show the other night and couldn't believe I was voting for Hillary Clinton, which I'm not. I'm voting for Libertarian nominee Gary Johnson. But here's the email. This just came in 7 minutes ago. So, do you Republicans have any moral integrity whatsoever? Is anything too low for you? Is anything too extreme for people like you? Or is this just what you want? Not only to destroy our government, but also to rip apart our society and social conventions? Is that your overwhelming goal? If so, that cuts very close to being a terrorist, by the way. Is this your party's base ultimate goal, to ensure that Armageddon becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy? By the way, Donald Trump proves my novels to be 100% prophetic. If he ends up winning, this man wants to blow it all up. In fact, if someone were to write a movie or novel about the Antichrist, that character would look exactly like Trump. You should be very proud now about how you and people like you, extremist radicals' views have led us down a path where we might see a man who would start using nukes without guilt or remorse. You should be very proud about your extremist ideology now. Good for you. You got a person who believes in conspiracy theories and such a breath away from having control over the world's largest military and nuclear force. Good for you, crazy people. So there you go. The protagonist in Angry Drunk Tales sent me a political email. So because it's political in nature, I decided to read it on this show. And again, I have been grossly misunderstood. So he apparently doesn't actually listen to the show. He has threatened to get me canceled in the past, which is another story, which is actually hilarious. But I am not a Republican. Jen's not even a Republican anymore. And I am not a Trump supporter. Now, the irony of this is I basically agree Aside from the you people stuff and trying to say that I'm a Republican, which I'm not. I've never been a Republican. I'm an independent. And actually, truth be told, I consider myself an independent or undeclared here in the state of New Hampshire, although I am, full disclosure, I'm currently registered as a Democrat for ballot access reasons. But truly, I'm an independent, and I've never been a Republican. And I have voted for Republicans, not very many. I've voted for far more Democrats over the course of my life than I have Republican. But now, as far as everything he says about Trump, though, that's the irony of this. Everything he says about Trump, I agree with. You know, I agree that Trump is crazy. I've been saying on the show, and again, this shows he doesn't actually listen to the show or watch the show. I've been saying for a while now that I believe Trump is mentally ill and clearly has a case of narcissistic personality disorder. So to our emailer, I would say, yes, I agree with you. I basically agree with everything you said in your email, except the part where you lump me in with all the Republicans who want Trump to be our president. Because I've never supported Trump and I will not support Trump. In fact, part of the reason why I had the misunderstanding with the other caller, or I shouldn't say the other caller, because this man's not a caller, although he has called the show once in happier times. I think he called in a couple times, long time ago. Although he's welcome to call. I'd actually love to talk to him. But the caller on the television edition the other night, I had said something to the effect of, I'm so horrified and worried by Trump that, you know, as much as I also deeply dislike Hillary Clinton, if someone held a gun to my head in a voting booth and said I had to vote for one of the two and didn't have the option of voting third party, going independent, like I said, I'm going to vote for Libertarian nominee Gary Johnson, just as I did in 2012. If someone held the gun to my head and said, no, you have to vote for one of the two major candidates, I would probably have to vote for Hillary if I had no choice but to vote for either Trump or Hillary. So the caller then was like, I can't believe you're saying you're going to vote for Hillary Clinton. And I was very patient with him. But I kept trying to tell him, no, I'm not voting for Hillary Clinton. And he's like, you just said you were. And I said, no. I said, if I had no choice but to vote for either Trump or Hillary, I would vote for Hillary. And I stand by that, because I think Trump is legit crazy. I mean, you could make the argument that Hillary is also mentally ill, given that I and many others suspect that she's a sociopath, which is also a form of mental illness. But I just don't think Hillary is dangerous in the same way that I think Trump is dangerous. You know, she's not a loose cannon. I think her foreign policy ideas are very dangerous, but I don't think she's as dangerous as Trump. Trump really scares me. So that was my misunderstanding with the caller, and apparently I also have a misunderstanding with this gentleman who I will protect his name because he's also the main character in Angry Drunk Tales. A show that Jen and I do where we do not use his real name. What the hell? I'll go ahead and tell you the name we use for him. We call him Eduardo Assolio. He's Guatemalan, you know. So anyway, if he is listening, if you are listening, Eduardo, I hope I cleared something up for you. But I am not a Republican or a Trump supporter, and I've never been a Republican or a Trump supporter. And Jen's, like I said, Jen's not even a Republican anymore. She's so disgusted by Trump that she has switched to independent, or in New Hampshire, it's undeclared. That's what they make you put on the form. So you are very confused, but I'm not surprised he is confused because he also tends to be very drunk. And that can lead to all kinds of confusion and misunderstandings, don't they, Eduardo? So there you go. Now, he tends to, by the way, and I can tell he was inebriated when he wrote this because As I was reading it, I had to kind of edit as I went on the fly, because what he actually wrote was full of some misspellings and bad syntax, which is funny, by the way. In an email that is full of misspellings and bad syntax, he's mentioning his novels. But anyway, so obviously he's been drinking, and when he's been drinking, he tends to write not one email, but a series of emails. So as we are live tonight, and we're only halfway through the show, it's entirely possible that I will get another email from him. And I hope that I do, because they are wonderfully entertaining. And if such does happen, I will read that to you on the show. And we can enjoy even more misunderstandings and confusion from the man who thinks that I'm a Republican and a Trump supporter. Oh, wonderful. All right, so like I said, we're only halfway done. So stick around after the break. We'll talk some more Trump. I want to get into... there's a major... Hillary Clinton got a pretty major endorsement today from a high-ranking Republican member of the George W. Bush administration. Another member of the Never Trump movement. Plus this other guy, Rick Wilson, who we've discussed before on the show. And I have some audio from Rick Wilson. We'll get to that as well. More and more Republicans are saying... we're going to vote against Trump. Very interesting. More Unleashed coming up. 617-917-4476 if you want to call in. We'll be right back.
The Real Conscious Connection. OM Times Radio. IOM FM. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
Hi, this is Sylvia Henderson, intuitive life coach and energy healer. Are you ready to elevate and rise way above your normal? Be sure to listen to my show, Intuitive Transformations, on OM Times Radio, Sunday evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern. Get the inspiration you need to transform your life.
The name is Bond. James Bond.
No, the name is Joe. The Joe Show. And we are returning back for our ninth season here on OM Times Radio. So tune in every Wednesday night, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, on omtimes.com/mobile. You can take us wherever you go.
Yeah!
OM Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. OM Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Welcome back, everybody. Matt Connerton Unleashed. We're live on IPM Nation 2 and OTR FM. Only one email tonight so far. I'm hoping we'll get another one before the end of the show. So, as promised, this did surprise me, but kind of a high-ranking Republican has endorsed. Well, I don't know if you can call it endorsed Hillary. But has pledged that he will vote for Hillary. This is I think we're going to see more of this as more and more Republicans do this. More and more will have the courage to do it. Says here, according to Politico exclusive, Armitage to back Clinton over Trump. Former Reagan and Bush appointee is highest ranking Republican to break ranks for Hillary. Says here, Richard Armitage, the Deputy Secretary of State under George W. Bush, says he will vote for Hillary Clinton over Donald Trump in one of the most dramatic signs yet. The Republican national security elites are rejecting their party's presumptive nominee. Armitage, a retired Navy officer who also served as an assistant secretary of defense under Ronald Reagan, is thought by Clinton aides to be the highest ranking former GOP national security official to openly support Clinton over Trump. Armitage told Politico in a brief interview, quote, "If Donald Trump is the nominee, I would vote for Hillary Clinton. He doesn't appear to be a Republican. He doesn't appear to want to learn about issues. So I'm going to vote for Mrs. Clinton." Wow. Dozens of Republican foreign policy elites have already declared their unwillingness to support or work for Trump, though far fewer say they would cast a ballot for Clinton. The latter group includes Max Boot, a prominent neoconservative military analyst and historian, Mark Salter, former longtime chief of staff to Republican Senator John McCain, and retired Army Colonel Peter Mansour, a former top aide to retired General David Petraeus. More national security heavyweights with conservative credentials could emerge in opposition to Trump in the coming months, though. Several retired generals, some with strong Republican connections, are privately alarmed over Trump's candidacy and are debating whether to say so publicly. One retired general who served in a senior command role during the Obama years, and former generals and officers are wary of the political fray, but that he expects a group of them, quote, probably will try to energize something, unquote. One former senior commander, the retired four-star Marine General James T. Mattis, even recently considered joining the 2016 presidential race as an independent candidate at the behest of a group of anti-Trump Republicans that includes Weekly Standard editor William Kristol, who discussed the idea with Mattis over dinner in Washington in late April. Kristol says the general gave the idea serious consideration. Mattis has never declared a party affiliation, but is widely believed to lean Republican. Armitage declined to say whether he has ever voted for a Democrat in a presidential election. In 2008, he advised the campaign of Republican John McCain. In 2012, he gave at least one interview critical of GOP nominee Mitt Romney, though he did not say how he planned to vote. Armitage gained national prominence in 2006 when he admitted to revealing the identity of CIA agent Valerie Plame to the columnist Robert Novak after her husband, Joe Wilson, publicly challenged Bush administration claims about weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. He has called the act foolish and unintentional and was never charged in the ensuing federal investigation. Armitage told Politico Thursday that he didn't know whether more Republicans might soon back Clinton, but he added that many of his conservative friends with national security backgrounds are confused by the choice before them and unsure what to do. He said, quote, "They're in kind of a fog," unquote. And this really is stunning to see this because, you know, as I often say on the show, I've never met a Republican who dislikes Hillary Clinton. I've only met Republicans who have an intense, seething hatred and loathing for Hillary Clinton. So to see Republicans actually saying they're going to vote for her is really stunning. Now, I would prefer to see them vote for Gary Johnson. But, you know, ultimately, a vote for Gary Johnson is probably a vote for Hillary anyway. Gary Johnson, while I support him and while I do intend to vote for him, I also recognize the political reality that he has no chance of actually winning in terms of the Electoral College and whatnot. And most likely, his presence will throw the election to Hillary. Now, the other interesting thing that popped up, this is on HuffPost. GOP operative lashes out at party, calls Trump Cheeto Jesus in epic tweet storm. Rick Wilson says the RNC is covered in stench for not pushing back against the businessman. So this is interesting. It says here, Rick Wilson, GOP presidential consultant and active member of the Never Trump movement, has just unleashed his latest tirade against Donald Trump on Twitter, calling the presumptive Republican nominee Cheeto Jesus. and he's bashed the Republican National Committee in the process. Wilson said in the tweets posted Thursday that the RNC is covered in Trump's stench, given that they're ultimately responsible for their party's candidate. That's despite Trump's being displeased with the RNC for not throwing overwhelming support behind the candidate, according to Politico. A campaign official said that they wouldn't be taking much advice from RNC Chairman Reince Priebus. Many in the Republican Party were upset over Trump's response to Sunday's Orlando massacre after he congratulated himself for being right on Islamic terrorism. Check out last night's tweet storm. Okay, so here is the series of tweets from Rick Wilson. These are pretty entertaining, and there are 10 of them total. And he just, apparently they were just one right after another. One, how the actual F does anyone at the RNC have standing to act shocked that Trump is not doing the basics of campaigning? Two, you can't glide over his utter dipshittery. No matter how much you try to act surprised, you own this. You're covered in his stench. Three, history will be so cruel to you. Four, your off the record sniping and grumbling is no substitute for moral courage. That's so DC. Five, you won't escape the stain. It's like a big visible no regrets chest tat that will mark your careers forever. Six, go public, man up, show courage, say what's in your hearts. He's insane. He's poison. He's doomed. He's killing the party. Seven, none of you are good enough to spin the unspinnable rat that is Trump. None of you can say, I was just following orders. Eight, this weekend, people were lined up hundreds deep to give blood to the victims of Orlando. Your Cheeto Jesus was praising himself. I love that, Cheeto Jesus. Nine, there is no better Trump. There is not presidential Trump. He is a vile stain on this, the Republic. Number 10, your resumes will always read, worked for a batshit crazy crypto fascist who destroyed the GOP. Wilson has been a vocal Trump basher for months. He referred to the real estate mogul as a cancer, an epic douche canoe, and a statist with, quote, a little delicious hint of fascism in the mix, unquote. An epic douche canoe. That is kind of almost, I would say, about the greatest thing anyone's ever said ever. That is wonderful. We also have some audio. I'm going to save this for after the break, though. We have some audio of Rick Wilson speaking. I assume it's from the actually, I think this was from MSNBC, but it's almost 5 minutes long. So I'm going to save it for after the break. But it's very interesting, but it's also very frustrating. And I'll just go ahead and tell you now, before you hear it, what is frustrating about it. Now, the fun part of it is hearing him bash Trump. That is gloriously entertaining. But the frustrating thing is, he discusses the possibility of a third party candidate, like an independent candidate who's really a respectable Republican getting into the race. That kind of talk drives me nuts, because Gary Johnson is right in front of these people, and some of them are so just wedded to the establishment that they can't see the alternative right in front of them. You know, they should be throwing their support behind Gary Johnson. That's what they should be doing. I mean, Gary Johnson's not a Republican. He's a libertarian. But he used to be a Republican when he was governor of New Mexico. Isn't that good enough for these people? And his running mate is Bill Weld, a former Republican governor of Massachusetts. I mean, they're not conservatives. I mean, Bill Weld, when he was governor of Mass, I used to say that guy's about as liberal as you can possibly be and still get away with calling himself a Republican. You know, he could just as easily pass for a very conservative Democrat. So that part is frustrating to me. And you'll hear that in the audio. It's like, you know, like I said, Gary Johnson is right in front of them. And it's like he's invisible. He's doing great in the polls. Gary Johnson is polling at 10% nationally. You know what Gary Johnson got in 2012? He got, I think, less than 1% of the vote. This time around, he's already at 10% in the polls. That's huge. That's absolutely huge. That's the biggest thing we've seen in terms of an independent candidate since 1992, when Ross Perot ran and did very, very well. So they ignore him at their peril. And I don't know if it's that they just don't get it or they just can't accept that he's a viable alternative because he's a libertarian rather than a Republican. I don't know. But it's frustrating because there is a tremendous opportunity there. But maybe they're afraid, too, that, you know, if they give too much drive and energy to an independent slash libertarian candidate, that that's going to damage the two-party system, which I personally would love to see. I want to see the two-party system destroyed. And that's why I try to vote for independents whenever possible. But, you know, maybe that's the fear, though. They can't get on board with Gary Johnson because they're afraid that bolstering the Libertarian Party will ultimately be the will lead to at least the final death knell for the Republican Party. Not necessarily an unreasonable concern, but I'd still love to see it. I'd love to see the Republican Party destroyed, but I'd love to see both parties destroyed. And there is a risk in that, too. If they don't both self-destruct simultaneously, then what have we really accomplished? And I think Bernie's about out of steam. So I don't think the Democratic Party is in any real trouble. But the Republican Party clearly is. So that's fun. I'll play the audio of Rick Wilson when we come back. More Unleashed coming up. Don't go away. We are live.
The Real Conscious Connection. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Hello. Join us, Lisa Berry and Michelle Carter, every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for the Mindset Makeover, What's Possible? Get ready to become present, clear, and unstuck, and start living fully, led by your heart, while you listen and feel this transformation through vibration of word, sound, and song. You'll open up to what's possible and experience your shift.
Matt Connerton here. Join Jen Coffey and I twice a week for Matt Connerton Unleashed, a political talk show that's a little different than what you're used to. No liberal or conservative agenda here, just an honest dialogue about truth and how things really work in the world of politics. Matt Connerton Unleashed, every Tuesday and Thursday night at 11 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio.
As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Welcome back, everybody. Matt Connerton Unleashed. We're live as we cruise into our final segment tonight. Of course, you can hear the show five nights a week at 11 p.m. Eastern on IPM Nation 2, one of our three live channels on the IPM Nation live station. Of course, you can also hear the show Tuesdays and Thursday nights on OTR FM, the premium channel on the Om Times Radio Network, where you may be listening right now. So thank you to all our OTR listeners. And, of course, don't forget the television edition of Unleashed, now live on Tuesday nights at 7 p.m. Eastern on IPM Nation. And this week's show is up right now on YouTube and Vimeo. Let's see. Of course, if you go to IPMNation.com and click the YouTube or Vimeo link, you can go there directly. Let's see. We do have a few minutes left tonight if anyone wants to call in. 617-917-4IPM or 617-917-4476. Feel free to shoot us an email. Only one email so far tonight. So if anyone listening would either like to send an email or would like to send a second email, hint, hint, you can do so, matt@ipmnation.com. I so enjoyed reading that that email from earlier. I'm going to throw away this mic cord after the show. I think this mic cord has just about had it, hence that little crackle there. So I apologize, everybody. All right, so as promised, I'm going to play the audio of Rick Wilson, the man who... I'm really starting to like this guy. The man who called Trump an epic douche canoe and Cheeto Jesus. This is him the other day on, I believe it was MSNBC. Let's take a listen.
Don't go to
this.
Paris. Oh, don't go to LA.
Hang on. There's an ad. Let me turn the volume down on that. Never Trump movement pushes forward will play after the ad. Okay, here it comes. Almost done. Here we go. Okay. And here it is.
We want to turn back to Donald Trump's party, its unity problem, frankly, the Never Trump movement and the push to put another Republican name on the presidential ballot. Rick Wilson is a Republican media strategist. He's also an outspoken opponent to Donald Trump's candidacy. Rick, so aides to both Ben Sasse and John Kasich tell NBC News, I spoke to some of them yesterday, they say no chance. Sasse has given a speech on the economy here in Washington this evening. I know you and others will be watching that for any clues, I trust. But is there any real progress to report of finding a third party name?
Well, look, I think that there is still a great desire outside of the 35% of Republicans who voted for Donald Trump in the primaries. Among that 65% remaining, there are a lot of folks who are very nervous that this is a disastrous decision, and they're very nervous that Donald Trump is going to treat us to many more weeks of the kind of circus coverage we're seeing today. That's you know, National Enquirer-style campaign strategy is going to eventually alienate more and more folks. You've already seen that in states like Georgia, where we should be doing very well, that it's basically a tie ball game. And so there are a lot of folks on the third party side of this that are looking at this and saying, you know, if this guy is our nominee, are we looking at an electoral wipeout? And the answer right now is yes.
So Rick, that's why they're still motivated. If 65% of the Republican Party still opposes this guy, as you describe it, then why has it been so difficult? Why shouldn't it be so easy to just find some name and put him up there and all of a sudden steal the spotlight?
Well, look, this is none of us have ever said this is an easy operation. None of us have ever minimized the difficulty and the complexity.
Let me pause that right there for a second. This mic cord. right here, this is the part that frustrates me. This question of, well, why don't you guys find a third-party candidate to put up? And it's like, come on, guys. You've already got somebody. Gary Johnson is right in front of you. And they're just talking. They're talking as though Gary Johnson doesn't exist. And that's just frustrating. All right, I'll play the rest of this. Let me just back it up a little bit. Here
if
we go.
65% of the Republican Party still opposes this guy, as you describe, then why has it been so difficult? Why shouldn't it be so easy to just find some name and put him up there and all of a sudden steal the spotlight?
Well, look, this is none of us have ever said this is an easy operation. None of us have ever minimized the difficulty and the complexity of this kind of a third party run. And that is something that you have to find a person with the right motivation, the right resume, the right character, the right fit. And it's a very difficult thing to do. None of us have ever said it was easy. But on the other hand, none of us are quitters. And we all believe in the Republican Party and we believe in conservative principles. And that's why we're still continuing to try to find an option that can save both of those enterprises.
I want to ask you, there's a New York Times story today where Donald Trump says that he plans to throw Bill Clinton's infidelities into Hillary Clinton's face on live TV during the presidential debates this fall, questioning whether she enabled his behavior and sought to discredit the women involved. Simply the fact that his aides and Trump are actually providing some strategy is kind of contradictory to the fact most of the campaign's been driven by them saying they want to be unpredictable and flexible. But what do you make of that strategy? Is that a winning strategy?
Well, I stretch back to the U.S. Senate race against Hillary Clinton with Giuliani way back in the day. And we tested it then. It's been tested repeatedly against Hillary in terms of bringing that angle up against her. It has had a blowback effect with a large number of independent-leaning and even Republican-leaning women voters. It is a very risky strategy. Donald Trump doesn't care about, you know, the numbers because he's so far been kept in this sort of bubble in press-wise. But if he tries that, I think it's probably going to blow back on him. And that's not any that's not a defense of Bill Clinton's character or of Hillary Clinton's enabling of it. But it is a fact that voters who are not as engaged on all this are not going to look back and say, why is he bringing up a 25, 35, 40-year-old set of misbehaviors by Bill Clinton that everyone acknowledges are real, but that won't seem as relevant to voters who haven't been engaged in this process from the very beginning?
So acknowledging all the flaws that you see in that strategy and that you see in Trump as a candidate, what is your strategy, this team of individuals' strategy, to try to get, you know, another Republican if you can't get another candidate on the ballot? What are conservatives like yourself going to do between the convention and Election Day?
Well, look, I think, as I've said from the beginning, I don't know anyone in the Never Trump movement who is pro-Hillary. I don't know anyone in the Never Trump movement who thinks Hillary Clinton's a great option. But I think what you're going to see is that we're going to focus on down ballot races. We're going to focus on trying to save the rest of the party from the train wreck that is Trumpism and Donald Trump. I think you're going to see us working very hard to try to overcome a lot of the dead weight that he's going to impose on every other Republican or conservative candidate in this country. And, you know, at that point, come Election Day, if you're a person like me, you're going to either have to vote for a third party candidate or write someone in or undervote. Right. You've got to make a choice at that point. But, you know, most of us in the Never Trump movement, the vast majority of us, you know, we loathe Hillary Clinton, but we also see that Donald Trump is not the solution to the problem.
Rick Wilson, we appreciate you spending time with us today. Thank you very much.
All right, there you have it. That was Rick Wilson. And like I said, it's frustrating to me that they don't throw their support behind Gary Johnson. But the more I think about it, the more I think there's probably a reason for that. So I think my theory about that is probably I'm probably right. They're probably afraid of some potential long term consequences to doing that. His name didn't even come up. But a lot of the media just kind of ignores Gary Johnson, too, even though he's polling at 10%. If he gets to 15%, I think it is, he can get a spot on the debate stage. We haven't seen that too often in our lifetimes. Perot in 1992 did get a spot. He was polling at, I think, 20% at one point. He was up there with George H.W. Bush and Bill Clinton. In 1980... John B. Anderson was able to score a debate with Ronald Reagan. Jimmy Carter opted not to attend that debate and instead waited to debate Reagan on his own in a later debate. So that's frustrating to me, but it is what it is. Now, the other thing is the interesting tidbit that came out of that was that Trump has apparently spoken about this strategy that he's going to throw Bill Clinton's infidelities in Hillary's face during a debate. That is crazy, but it doesn't surprise me at all. You know, the reality is, I mean, that's going to, you know, my feelings, you know, my theory. I think Trump is intentionally trying to tank this election. He's looking for an exit strategy. I do believe him to be mentally ill and have narcissistic personality disorder, and I think he's looking for a way out. I don't think he really wants to be president. I don't think he ever expected it to get this far. And that might be, you know, one way to ensure, because nothing else that he's done has really kind of damaged him that much. Although he appears to be down in the polls a little bit after the Orlando shooting comments, but, you know, where he basically congratulated himself afterward for being right. But if he does go through with that strategy of trying to use Bill Clinton's infidelities against Hillary, that's just going to engender sympathy for Hillary. And I'll tell you what, if he does that, as Rick Wilson pointed out, that's going to easily, you know, independents, particularly with women who are independents who might be on the fence, although I think most of them are going to go for Hillary. I think most independents are going to vote for Hillary if they don't vote for Gary Johnson. I hope they all vote for Gary Johnson. But they're going to vote. They're going to go for Hillary definitely if Trump does that, because that's going to, because they're going to be sympathetic to Hillary at that point. Here you have a woman. We have an actual prospect of having our first woman president, and her opponent is using her husband's infidelities against her and throwing that in her face. You know, that's horrific. She's going to gain a lot of sympathy. And even from some Republican women, there are some Republican women who are going to see that and be so horrified, they're going to vote for Hillary just to stick it to Trump and say, you can't do that. And, you know, like I said, I've never met a Republican who dislikes Hillary. I've only met Republicans who despise Hillary. And Rick Wilson even said it in that clip. He said, you know, he doesn't know anyone in the Never Trump movement who is pro-Hillary. They loathe her. He actually used that word, loathe. And I'm sure, given the things that he has said about Trump, like calling him a douche canoe and Cheeto Jesus, you can only imagine the things that he has said about Hillary. Okay, so he's not prepared to vote for Hillary, unlike Richard Armitage, who has said he is voting for Hillary. But if you want to create sympathy for Hillary, the kind of sympathy that can change the course of an election, that's exactly what's going to happen if Trump goes there, if he actually goes there. And I don't even know if he will go there. I mean, he talks about it, but will he actually do it to her face? Do that kind of thing? Say that kind of thing? I don't know. But this is the most fun election ever. That's for sure. We are out of time, my friends. I will be back tomorrow night. Of course, Friday nights, we're strictly on IPM Nation 2. I'll be back with another radio edition of Matt Connerton Unleashed. Don't forget, this week's television edition is up and available right now on YouTube. And tomorrow night, I'll play the clip from this week's Rock, Paper, Hand Grenades. Gary got a little salty with the language. Ah, sort of.